Have a little fun. I changed this today, so I feel like we should play. Does anyone else live in their head sometimes and like a whole story and movie is created inside your mind that as in not actually happening outside? Is that just me? Yeah. And you're always the main character in your movie. Have you realized that? It's always about you. It's always about me. My life, it's all about me. But life happens with other people. So in real connections, in conversation and experiences like out here. So today let's get out here. Yeah. Child's pose. And then Peter walked in and I'm like, play? Like Peter and play. It's like, I don't know how I think of them together. So lined up. Take these next few breaths to settle into your practice. Even right away, get out of your head and get out here in the room. Like feel the heat on your skin. Feel the parts of your body that touch the floor. And press down just the teeniest bit more so that that sensation is really present. Tops of your feet, shins, forehead, hands. And check in with your mood. Like, what is your mood? What's in the background of your experience right now? And there's no judgment around it. What is your mood? And invite it right along with you into your practice. Downward facing dog. And open your eyes. Like, see where you are in the room. And then settle your eyes on one point. Take movements in your body that feel good. You can walk your dog out. You can lift your leg. If you lift one, lift the other. Right, get out here. Get into your experience. Step to your hands, ragdoll. Shake it out. And open your eyes still. Like keep them open. If you are an eye closer, right, it's the first sign for me that I've gone right back into my head. Right back into story, and I'm not out here in the room. I'm not in the experience with others. So open your eyes and see something, like really see it. Drop your hands, heel toe your feet together, and then come up to stand mountain pose. Reach up. Anjali Mudra. Three ohms. Set an intention for your practice. Mine for you is play. You can take that on. If you need something to fill your practice to create intent right here, right now, choose what you need. And then open your eyes, yogis. Inhale, reach up, mountain. Exhale, forward fold. Move with breath. Inhale, half lift. High plank. Breathe in high plank. And then rock forward and back on your toes. Yeah, just get some movement. Pull the pit of your belly into your spine as you rock forward and back with breath, with intention, with a sense of play. What does it feel like if you go, oh, just like a half inch too far forward? And then pause in high plank. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Exhale. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Take three breaths. Press your hands and feet into the floor. Pull your belly button to your spine. And step to your hands. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Mountain pose. Go up. Bow forward. Full breath. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. What do you need to let go of right here to have more fun? Where are you stuck in your practice? Where are you doing things the same as you always do them? Right? Could you be up to a little more play? Breathe in together. Exhale. Step or jump, top of mat. Halfway lift. Bow forward. Go up, mountain pose. Spread all 10 fingers and look at the ceiling. Bow forward. Flat back. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Three breaths. Get curious. Like in every pose, be intentional. Your body will come alive with the intention that you put on certain parts. Right, so hands and feet, your foundation, belly in, tailbone to the ceiling. Like each little movement, each awareness, is a time for play. Breathe in. Let it out. Travel, top of mat. Flat back. Bow forward. Last sun egg, go up. Smile, Laura. Bow forward. That was beautiful. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Just take one breath. Empty it out. Travel to your hands. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Chair pose. There's already dripping on the floor. That makes me happy. I have a shirt that says all fun things happen when you sweat. So there's fun right there. You're breathing. Be up to something in your chair. Sink lower. Like, take out all the suffering. It's chair pose, I get it. But take it out. Squeeze your thighs in, your hips in towards each other, and sink lower. Take a breath. Bow forward. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Broaden your collarbones. Down dog. Right side warrior one. And really, before a lot of fun happens, you got to get rid of what's in your way. For me, a lot it's the need for perfection. What is it for you? Right, to get silly, to try something different, what do you have to let go of? Go deeper in your right knee. Yeah, then lift the corners of your mouth up as you lift your fingers up. Inhale, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, left side warrior. Yeah, go up, get there. Feel the power of the practice. Press into your feet. Squeeze your heels towards each other and lift your pelvic floor up. Yeah, then go deeper. Find a lift in your upper body. Inhale. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in. Let it out. Two more. Breathe in. Breathe out. Full breath. As you exhale, bend your knees. Step or jump. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Chair pose. Bow forward. Move with your breath. Halfway lift. Flow through your chaturanga. Upward facing, downward facing, right side warrior one. Go deeper than you think you can, lift higher, and flow through. The sense of ease, joy, down dog, then warrior one left side. Add freedom to your flow, chaturanga, up dog, down dog. Add breath. Pull your low ribs in towards center. Yes, expand through your mid-back. Mm-hmm. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more. Inhale. Exhale, prepare. Step or jump. Halfway lift. Forward fold, chair pose, boat pose. Don't sit on the block, Colin. That wouldn't be comfortable. And then lift your chest. Spread your fingers, straighten up your legs. Boat pose a little easier if you didn't just do six wheels. Pull the pit of your belly in. Yeah, reach up, everything up. Inhale, low boat. Pause here, breathe here, pull your belly button to the floor. Go back high boat, chair pose. Yeah, however you need to get there. Breathe in, bow forward. Flat back, chaturanga. Keep the fire burning in your belly. Up dog to down dog, warriors each side. Move with breath, inhale as you go up. Exhale, flow through. Up dog, down dog, left side warrior one. Go with it, spread your fingers. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, breathe in, breathe out. Yeah, get out here in the room, yogis. Add your energy to each other. And feel each other's energy. Deep breath in. Long breath out. Right leg high. Open up, bend your knee. And then walk your hands back a couple inches, like towards your foot. Take your left hand and maybe smack your right butt cheek or left butt cheek a couple times to get the feeling. If you're ready to grab your ankle, just go for it. But lifting up and finding your butt cheek can be a first step. And then eventually really lift your knee, pull your foot towards your hip, like pull it down and then grab hold. Yeah, you have to go into it with a little sense of play or it's just real frustrating. Yeah, so just can you find your foot? Yeah, Peter. And then flip your dog. Release your foot first and flip your dog. Yeah, I mean, or not. It's a pretty cool, like, side plank variation if you can keep hold of your foot. Yeah, then just find space and openness here. From the floor, like, push down into the floor, then lift your hips and your chest to the ceiling. Go up. High plank to side plank, left arm high. Reach it up to the ceiling. Colin did a great job this weekend at teacher training of explaining cues and the difference here of saying press your right hand down or right hand down versus left arm up. When you say left arm up, everything goes up, which we like that name, yeah? Up, lift up, go up, breathe in. Yeah, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Yeah, now we get another side for the funky bind. Left leg, lift it up, bend your knee, open your hip. Pause and ground yourself into the floor. You can walk your hands back, that helps me. And when you feel pulled into center, then smack your right, and smack's not a nice word. Lightly tap your right butt cheek. Yeah. And then take hold of your ankle. One side may be a lot easier than the other. Dropping your right heel down to the floor could help a little too. Yeah, be willing to fall. Yes, Laura. And then just fall right over into your flip dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Press down to lift up. Hug in to lift up. Side plank, other side. So now your right arm reaches high. And pull in. Your power's in your center. So draw into center. Stack your wrist right under your shoulder. So pull it back just a little. Yeah, then when your joints are stacked, lift up higher. Hips up, ribs up, all of it to the ceiling. Oh yeah, there you are. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Up dog to down dog. Woo. Breathe in. Sigh it out. Ha. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bring it forward, crescent lunge. When you guys come up and make eye contact and smile, it's pretty fun. I see you. Like, I'm in here with you. I try to be out here. The best thing I can tell any yoga teacher trainee, like, live out here. Don't live in here. Bend deeper into your left knee. Prayer twist. Mm-hmm. It works in relationships, too. Live out there with them. Open your arms. Take a half bind. Wrap your upper arm around. Yeah, then lift your right lung up to the ceiling. Get your belly button off of your right thigh. Yeah. From your center core, pull in, go right into warrior two. You know what's really fun?
What?
A 90-degree angle in warrior two. You want to be out here. Yeah, go for it. Yes. And then press deeper into your back heel. Feel the fire. Like, stay in the fire. Lift your back arm up just a little bit. Good. Reverse, lean back. Inhale. Extended side angle. And then play on this side. Play with your edge, with what's available to you. There's full bind, half bind, birds of paradise, bound half moon. Extended side angle is also an amazing place to stay to find depth and breath. Take five breaths. Yeah. Draw your front ribs into center. Mm-hmm. Two more. Last one. Release chaturanga. Upward facing, hips back, down dog, left leg high. Then with pure intention, pull your knee forward and plant your foot. Go up crescent, left side. Squeeze your inner thighs in towards each other and press down into your feet. Prayer twist left. Mm-hmm. What's on this side, yogis? Binds, breath. Two more. Hug your low ribs in. Uh-huh. Then twist open. Now pull in. Open warrior two. Mm-hmm. It's like a big dance move. Mm-hmm. Colin's snapping. Yeah, take the 90-degree angle too here. So just know that you take your default. Like, you drop into the pose and you immediately go into your default. It's great. You guys have very strong defaults. Uh-huh. You're welcome. But strength and growth and fun doesn't always happen right in your default. Oh, reverse first. Inhale, lean back. An extended side angle. Do something you've never done before. Go for it. Yeah, bind. If you're wondering about that bound half moon, you bind underneath your left arm, and then you lift up into half moon. So lift your right leg off, straighten your left leg. Yeah, very good, Peter. Yeah, and your mind is like thinking too much, which means you're living in your head. So come out and play. Yeah, come out and play. Yeah, you might fall. Take two more breaths. Go deeper and breathe more wherever you are. Yeah, shoulder blades back, Laura. There it is. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Hips back down dog. Breathe in. And out. Inhale, right leg high. Exhale, knee to nose. Squeeze it in. Inhale up. Exhale, right tricep. Pause. Chaturanga or take the arm balance. Inhale, right arm high. Exhale, pull your knee across. Pause to hold to chaturanga or take the arm balance. Inhale, back up. Foot down. Left leg high. Knee to nose. Inhale, lift up. Knee to left tricep. Pause, chaturanga, or fly. Then take your time. Inhale, it goes up. Exhale, knee to right tricep. Pause, chaturanga, or fly on this side. Inhale, lift back. Yes. Downward facing dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. This time, inhale and open your mouth loud. Exhale. Ha. Breathe in to prepare. Empty. Step or float. Half lift. Bow forward. Chair pose. Prayer twist. Yeah, each one of you is having a different experience. Same poses, different class. So check in with your own thoughts. Check in. How's it going? Come back, chair pose. If you could shift something right here, shift it. Twist to the other side. Come back to your intention. What do you need right now? What do you need to drop? Definitely drop your tailbone towards the earth, like 4 more inches. Lift your chest an inch. Chair pose. Forward fold. Split your feet. Fingers to toes pose. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of heat, a lot of tapas, a lot of vitality. So lean into the fire. If you want a little bit more, you can keep hold of your right toe and lift your right leg straight towards the lobby. Like lift it up and out, like you want to get it hip height. Yeah, kickstanding your left big toe is a remarkable aid to this pose. Yeah, pull in and up to your belly. Yeah, nice. Left side. I know that little kickstand. Maybe it's just me. Pull in and up and then kick out. Yeah, you got it, Laura. This is one of those poses to me. I feel like my leg is like totally hip height, and if someone took my picture, it'd be like 3 inches off the ground. Yeah, come back down. Gorilla pose. Slide your hands all the way under. And then take a deep, deep fold here. Roll your inner ankles back, press your outer ankles down. Press your outer shins in. Pull your chest closer to your thighs and straighten your legs. Like, go for it. You can lean forward a little more, but still make sure that there's a rooting happening through your heels. Like, you still press down into your heels. Relax your jaw. Crow pose. And take your knees way higher on your triceps than you did yesterday. Yeah. You got it. Bend your elbows, knees into triceps. Yes, and then look forward. That's the biggest ticket. Press your feet together and lean forward. Beautiful. Yeah, falling is part of it. Stay for three. Full breath in, two. Exhale, shoot back. Upward facing, great. Downward facing. Take a breath. Let it out. Open your eyes. Breathe in. Empty. Breathe in. Prepare as you exhale. Come to the top. Halfway lift. Bow forward. Go up mountain. And then full wrap eagle. Right arm under, right leg over. Am I extra smiley today? Everyone's smiling at me when you look up. It's good. I like it. I'm happy to be here. Sink deeper into your left knee and shift a little weight into your heel. Switch, other side. Switch, right side. From your core, so pull into center and then create that center line with the bind, with the wrap. And squeeze into that center. Keep your arms, unwrap your right leg, step back through airplane into crescent lunge. So slowly kick it straight back, then bend into your left knee, rise. Then go into the back bend. Support first. Yeah, your back knee is an amazing option for this. Squeeze into center first. Drop your tailbone down and lift from your heart center. Lift up, lift up. Bring your spine to neutral and step into airplane. Beautiful breath, yogis. You can unbind. Pull into center. From the skin to the muscle to the bone, hug in. From there, express out. From heel to head, reach. Hands to prayer. Open half moon. Try not to ever put your left hand down. Yeah, open. Pull into center. Press down. Pull in and look up at the ceiling for three. Hug your belly button into center for two. Go up. Fold down. Woo, halfway lift. Bow forward. Mountain. Eagle left side. Pull into center. And not just the center of your body, right? Come into the center of your being. Your breath, your drishti, it's all you need right here. Come out and play, breath, drishti, right out here in the room. Slowly unbind your leg, kick it back through airplane, then simply bend into your right knee and step at the back of your mat. From your core, pull in and go back into your back bend. Back bend from your upper spine, your thoracic spine. Length in your low back, tailbone down, chest high. Bring your spine to neutral first, airplane. You can unbind your arms. Yeah, Lisa, lift your left leg higher from the inner thigh. Inner thigh, lift up. Anjali Mudra, hands at heart. From there, open. Slowly stack your left hip on your right. And then instead of like falling with your right hand to the floor, you simply choose, do I want to have that bandha, that hand on the floor for support, or am I okay with it floating? Take three more breaths. Last one. Inhale, expand. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Long back fold down. And rise up mountain. Tree pose, right side. Couple other options for tree. You can always take it laying on your back. You can always take it in a handstand. Two widely different options, both the same pose, the same shape of your body. But grow when you want to grow. You don't need any permission. Reach up, expand. Mm-hmm. Yes. I like it, Peter. Switch to the other side. You did that. It's cool. Yeah. And breathe. Wherever you go, add a lot of breath. Get taller. Root down into your standing foot. Get taller. Get bigger. Get expansive. Three more breaths. Get as big as you can. Take up as much space as you can. Release. Inhale, extended mountain. Exhale, forward fold. Flat back, full breath. Chaturanga. Up dog. Belly up. Down dog. Right side warrior two. Triangle pose. Build the pose always from the floor. And there's a back bend here with the strength of your legs, the support of your lower body. Take your right hand to a block off your mat. Take your block so far to the right it's off your mat. Yeah, and then tuck your right hip in, like right femur into your pelvis. Squeeze in and from there lean back. You're doing all the work. Three more. Yeah. Wide leg forward fold. Slowly come out from that back bend. Woo! And then fold down. Snapping. Colin's snapping at his own back bend over there. He's so excited. Yeah, be here, right here. Open your eyes. Be in your body. Be in your breath. Like right there with those things, you're alive. And I don't know, but being alive seems pretty fun. I mean, per the alternative. So really bring it in, like appreciate it. Don't take a second of it for granted. Pyramid pose, right side. Mm-hmm. Roll your inner ankles back, press your outer ankles down. From there, tip your tailbone up to the ceiling and fold in deeper. Twisting triangle. Chaturanga. Upward facing, downward facing, warrior two, left side. Triangle pose. Yeah, go for it on this side. Take a block and take it off your mat. You have to be stable in your legs to lean that far back. And be willing to lean back. Squeeze your heels into each other. Engage your thighs and lean back. Lean way back. Ribs in, and then go back. Engage your shoulder and then press into my hand. Come up. Yeah, find freedom in your poses. There's fun and play there. Fold down, wide leg forward fold. You can invert here if that's what's calling you. Headstand, handstand. Twisting could feel good after some of those back bends. But listen, right? The key whenever a teacher is like, do what feels good here. You don't know unless you listen. Listen to your own body, listen to your breath, and then just try some things. Always with intention, always with the integrity of True North. Try one more time. Bring your hands down so there's a full triangle. They're a little close to your head so you lose the power of your hands. You okay? Yeah, that was a good out. Pyramid left side. Yeah, get there. Add a little water to your left knee, a little water and ease to your jaw, and then fold down. Get your belly closer towards your chest or closer to your thigh, even though you're pulling it in. Yeah. And twist. Long spine. Reach your tailbone back and your collarbones forward. And then twist around the length. Take three breaths. Twist on the exhale. Inhale. Twist. Last one. Biggest twist yet. Reach. And then release. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Big breath in. Let it out. Come forward, high plank. Low plank. Lay on your belly. Locust pose. Go up. And reach your hands back to the window. Broaden through your chest. Reach back. Come down. Rest. See someone, like open your eyes. There's people. I see you. Hey. Yeah, if you don't see someone, look the other way. Yeah, say hi. And go back up locust pose. Just say hi. Oh, well, Colin's cuter. Go back up, go up. And come down, go down. Yeah, see someone else or the same person. It's so funny, I say this a lot at this point. Like we come in here and people are like, we want connection, we want to belong. Ooh. We want people to see us. And then we don't, we just are like, no, that's hard. But do it, it's not that hard. What's next? Bow pose. Now I just want to see you all. Bow pose. If I leave you here, you'll sleep. Not yet. Not yet. Yeah, go up. No, go up bow pose. Sleeping, not yet. Not sleeping yet. Go up bow. Yeah, floor bow. Draw your knees in, inner thighs up. So you're drawing an internal rotation of your legs up to the ceiling. And then kick harder back into your hands to get your chest up. Good. Come down. Just one breath. And then let it out. And then go back floor bow. Floor bow, second side. Go back. Second time's a little easier, yeah? Push your hip bones down into the earth. Like, push into your hip bones to lift up. Yeah, is that okay? All right, go up, go up, go up. Woo, come down. Whoa. Up dog. Down dog. Bridge pose. You can float through your hands if that's an option. Yeah, Evan. Nice. And I'll tell you a trick. It's not an option until you try. Not an option until you go for it. Lift up, bridge. Press your feet into the floor. Big toes, heels. Take your tailbone to the mural. Lift your hips another inch. Come down. Ready? Wheel pose. Wheel pose. Hands by your ears. Go up. Yeah, Katrina. Go up. Pull your shoulder blades gently in towards your spine and draw your shoulder blades to the window. Like through your chest to the window. Yeah, come down. Breathe in. Let it out. Second wheel, go up. From the floor, so push into the floor with your hands and feet to lift everything up. Press down to lift up. Come down. What's your intention? Stretched. Ooh, yeah. Bring your intention straight into this wheel. Go up. Right in it. Like, what is it? How do you become your intention? Right here. Walk your feet a little closer to your hands. Take your shoulders through to the windows. Breathe in. Yeah, Jill, come down. Now be about rest, like really rest. And go back. Go back up, wheel pose. Go up in wheel or bridge, and then see the person next to you. Gently, gently see the person next to you. Yeah, and then breathe for them. Be for them. Send your energy out to them. Come down. You guys are strong yogis in here today. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Go up, wheel pose. I see you. I see the sweat puddles. I see it. I see you hug skin to muscle to bone. Walk your feet a little bit closer. Lift a leg up to the ceiling. Yeah, bridge your wheel. Beautiful. Then switch to the other leg. Draw your tailbone to the mural as you do it. Yeah, come down. Uh-huh. You know what's a party? Like the last wheel. The last wheel is a party. Go up. Last wheel. Last wheel. I know. You guys create your own party. It all, like the wheel will be what you want it to be. It is whatever you think as you go up. You create your own experience. Stay for five. You're powerful. Four. Breathe deeper. Three. Two. One. Oh, I did it. It's so awesome. And just like a few seconds passed, I can't do it. Supta Baddha Konasana. Yeah, I did it. It's like right there. Like only a couple breaths passed, I can't do it. Happy baby. Can you kick your neighbor? Maybe some of you are close enough. You're like, say hi. Say hi. Oh, knees into chest. Squeeze. Like really curl up into a ball. You can even wrap your hands like around your feet. Squeeze in, squeeze in, squeeze in. Kick your feet up to the ceiling. Rest your shoulders on the mat. Interlace your hands behind your head and pull your belly to the floor. Drop your right leg. Hover it. 10 crunches. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Smiles are good here, too. 4, 3, 2, 1. Without momentum switch. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Lower them 30% of the way down. Pull your legs into your, like your femurs into your pelvis, but then extend out through your heels. Like kick out through your heels. Woo! Lower 30% more. Pretend I'm pressing on your shins and you don't want me to move your legs down. Then hover your feet above the mat. Lift your head and shoulders up off the mat. Do you need a pedicure? Uh-huh. And then gently swing your feet from side to side. Just a couple inches is all you need. No momentum for 10, 9, 8. Open your eyes. 6, 5. Be out here.
3, 2, 1.
Pause, pause, pause. Lay down. Pull your knees into your chest. Pull in, pull in. Come up for one high boat. One high boat. 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 Yeah, lift your chest. Lift your hands. Notice the difference from the first boat. You're a lot stronger now. Pull the pit of your belly in. Lift your hands to the ceiling. Take a big breath. Exhale, rock back. Rock forward and back. Forward and back. Cross at your ankles. Float back, chaturanga. To up dog. To down dog. To half pigeon on the right. And take your time with half pigeon. Set it up. Make sure your left leg goes straight back, foot straight back off the leg. It likes to kind of tip into the center of your mat. And get really long through your spine as you fold down. Yeah. Be here, right here. Resist the urge to travel back into that space of your head, of the story. Unclench your jaw, your teeth, your shoulders. Do you want this for your head or chest?
Yeah.
Switch to the other side. Right when I got you comfy. And move with care, move with intention back to down dog and set up the left side. Stretch your spine long as you come down. So it's more going forward than it is going down. Reach your arms forward towards the mural. Yeah. And just this week we have currently some guests staying with us. And it's really fun having them there, but we didn't know they were staying with us until like 12 hours before they arrived. So I quickly got into my story of, oh, I have these other things planned, and I won't have any alone time, and I need to go grocery shop, and all of this. And then stopped myself and thought, I really like these people. It might be really fun to have them at my house, right? So get out of the story of what I don't want about it and just like what's available to me if I just play, if I come out and enjoy the life that's available to me instead of staying in my default comfortable plan. Swing your back leg around for single leg forward fold on the right. Pull your right toes back to your face. pulled down over your leg. And I'll tell you, so far it's been really fun. And I am more inspired than normal. I have more energy than normal. I got to eat Revival fried chicken. What's available to you if you came out to play? Switch to the other side. If you said yes to things that line up with your values, that line up with your biggest purpose, if you just said yes to them and dropped the story and just came out. Release, reverse tabletop. Reverse plank is an option. If you're in reverse plank, point your toes, try to touch them down to the floor. Release, fish pose. You can bring your hands right to the outside of your hips, elbows tuck in, and then use your elbows, press into your elbows so your chest is the highest part of your body. Drop your head back. Yeah, you generated some heat. If you want to let it out here, take a few lion's breaths. Open your mouth. Exhale out your mouth. Stick out your tongue. Cross your eyes. Have fun with it. No one can see you. Yeah, then release and move into an inversion of your choice. Lisa, if you want to try the headstand again, I'll help. Shoulder stand, headstand. Nice restorative option is a block under your hips. Yeah, so lift up into down dog. Yep, and then what you want to do is make sure that your arms are making a 90-degree angle. Yes. Yep. And then from there, go up when you're ready. Slow and controlled. Use your core. Yep, you could do the work. I'm just here. Yeah.
I think when my hands are further down, I feel like I have less leverage to use my core.
Okay, move them a little bit closer then.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still good right there. Yeah, good. And then press your heels up to the ceiling. Press your heels up. Yeah. Pull your low ribs in. Mm-hmm. Go slow. Yes. Nice. Mm-hmm. Shoulder stands to plow. Good job. Take child's pose. Oh, yeah, you like all the assists. I'll remember. From plow, roll down to your back. Supine twist. Pull your right knee in. Twist it across your body. You can deepen your twist by bringing your left hip more towards the center of your mat. You can also lift your left shoulder up and shimmy it towards the prop wall. Mm-hmm. Twist the other way. And Supta Baddha Konasana. Shavasana. And feel the floor beneath you. Like, stay out here in the room. Feel the floor. Hear all the sounds. You're in a state of rest, but you're awake. Not living in the dialogue in your mind. Start to wiggle your fingers and toes. Reach your arms overhead for a stretch. And roll over to the side. Come up to a comfortable seat. Bring your hands to heart center. And we'll end with three ohms. Breathe in. Ah. your thumbs to your third eye. Namaste.